Blog Talk Radio.
We want to welcome you tonight to the Light of Truth radio broadcast with Michael Boldea.
All right, I guess that's my cue. So no music, cold intro, good times. But we're live, so that's something. Welcome to the Light of Truth radio broadcast. I am your host, Michael Boldea. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for making this show part of your Thursday evening. And once again, I apologize for last Thursday. Skype said it had an update. How was I to know that I could never log into my old account ever again once I updated it? Because I hadn't updated it forever. It had gotten bought out, I guess, by Microsoft. Who'd have thunk it? And then my old password and my old, handle didn't work anymore. So I was trying feverishly until the last minute to get it to work. Only got it to work today because it's technology. I don't know. I don't trust it. Apparently, by all accounts and everything that's going on, you shouldn't trust it either. Because there is a onslaught of misinformation, disinformation, suppression of dissenting opinion, if you will, when it comes to pretty much every what you might call social media platform. So Twitter admitted to it, Facebook admitted to it. They are trying their best. They are trying their hardest. Dare I say, they are trying their darndest to steer people in a certain direction, to get the majority to think a certain way. I've been talking about this notion of propaganda for a long time. I find it so despicable because I lived through it in my younger years, and I know the smell of it. Propaganda has an odor. It has a foul stench. And every time you are in proximity of propaganda, anytime you're confronted with it, the waft comes back and the old gag reflexes come a-rolling. It's not a pretty picture. It's not something that we should take lightly. It's not something that people who do have dissenting opinion ought to take lying down, as it were, because every single platform, every single one without fail, has been trying to steer you in a certain direction. YouTube has even gone so far as to remove videos of people that their higher-ups disagree with. Twitter is shadow banning. I don't know what that is. I don't tweet. I think if you can make a cogent argument in, 100 characters, then you are a better man than I. Because most things in the world need more than 100 characters to be explained, dare I say, to be understood. But a lot has been happening. A lot has happened over the course of the last 2 weeks. Not all of it good, not all of it bad, as is the case with the world we live in. I think that a very much overlooked situation is what's going on in Greece, with over 70-some-odd people dead from fires, and now flooding is coming down. And I know, there is a segment that tuned in tonight just to hear me talk about the recording. Well, let me reenact the recording. Can someone get me a Diet Coke, please? So that was the recording. Even the people who wanted there to be something substantive, people who would have given their firstborns to be thrown into the mouth of a volcano for the hope of there having been something substantive in that recording admitted that there is absolutely nothing there. Again, God will judge the man. God will judge the actions. You, my dear friend, have to live with the implementation of policy and the implementation of regulation and everything else that is being thrown at us from all sides. Now, one thing that I discovered, and it's probably something that won't get a lot of airplay. It's something that won't be widely discussed because on the one side, it doesn't fit into the narrative of Trump being Antichrist. On the other side, it doesn't fit into the narrative of Trump being Hitler. There is a push, and it's a very substantial push to get a pastor that has been held in Turkey released. And it has gotten the attention of the president, and has gotten the attention of the vice president. Recently, Donald Trump warned Turkey that if they do not free this pastor, if they do not release him, there will be significant sanctions. Now, look, I know there's differing opinions on the man, but I guarantee you there would have been absolutely no pressure whatsoever for the release of a Christian pastor from any nation, of any detention, for any reason, during the Obama administration, never you mind the Hillary Clinton administration, had that little nightmare come crawling out of your dreams. So, in the least, just bare bonesing everything, administration is fighting to get a pastor released. And I think that's a good thing. Now, the article starts and it says, release Pastor Andrew Brunson or face large sanctions from the United States. That was the direct warning from President Donald J. Trump to Turkey, and President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, brought by Vice President Mike Pence to the State Department's first ministerial on religious freedom Thursday. Now, if you don't know who Señor Erdogan is, and I know he's not Spanish, so he's not a señor, but still, I like to poke fun where I can. The man is a Muslim extremist. His vision, if you will, is that under the banner of the Turkish flag, the crescent, if you will, the world will be united under Islam. And all who oppose Islam and all who do not want to be subjugated by Islam will be trodden underfoot, murdered, and exterminated. So the fact that this pastor is still alive in a Turkish prison since 2016 is astounding to me. I think it's because there has been such outcry over his arrest that he's still among the living. But there are great leaps being made in the hopes of releasing this pastor. Now, Vice President Pence continues and he says, as we gather here today, there's one victim of religious persecution that bears mentioning as well. A victim of persecution who's not with us, an American named Pastor Andrew Brunson, said Pence. He spoke of Brunson's two decades living in Turkey with his family, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ faithfully in his ministry. This man was a missionary. He went to a place that is not very welcoming to believers. I've been to Turkey. I've been to various parts of Turkey, if you will, from Istanbul to Antalya to Alanya to everywhere in between. I blend in. because those of you that know me know I have a darker complexion. I tan very fast. I tan very dark. And if I grow a wee bit of a beard, then I just look like one of the locals. So I've been able to travel extensively throughout Turkey. I've visited the sites of the seven churches and all that good stuff in the area and in Greece. And one thing is beyond doubt. It's not so much the Turkish people, but the Turkish government is, to say they're not receptive to Christianity is understating a fact. They're very hateful. They despise the idea of Christians. They despise the idea of Christianity, and they hate missionaries because missionaries are effective. This is one of the things that Joel Osteen doesn't want to talk about because, well, it doesn't fit the narrative of standing in front of a camera and smiling like a buffoon and asking people to help you buy another stadium. Boots on the ground missionaries are very effective, at least those that truly are sold out to God, at least those that truly are there to serve the people of God. And if this man and his family picked Turkey for over 20 years, then you can kind of gauge where his heart's at. He didn't pick Fiji. He didn't pick the Samoan Islands. He didn't, you know, pick the Seychelles to go and minister to the people on the beaches. Yes, they are just as lost as the Muslims in the, you know, dirty, dirty city. But you can tell a lot about a man by where his calling has taken him. And this man's calling has taken him to Turkey, a Muslim nation that is not receptive to Christianity. And he's been able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ there for 20 years. That's a feat unto itself. And if this man is ever released and he ever is able to tell his story, I guarantee you there were close calls in his life, and there were times when he felt unsafe, and there were times when he was likely beaten, and there were times when he was rejected, because even the most vitriolic agnostics, to a certain extent, are still civil to Christians, even when Christians try to talk about Jesus. Not so with Muslims in a Muslim country. They become very feral. They become very violent very quickly because they would rather not hear than have to contend with the things that they've heard. So the man picked Turkey. Again, that says a lot. You look at a man's actions more than a man's words. You look at a man's actions more than a man's boasts. You look at a man's actions, and you judge the actions, and you draw certain conclusions based on those actions, and not on hearsay, and not on supposition, and not on propaganda. So, again, to just one, because I'm impressed, to be honest with you. I would have to seriously battle my own flesh if God said, take your family and go Turkey and go be a missionary. Because first of all, I wouldn't feel that my family was safe. I would feel that my children were in danger. And yes, I know. See, again, knowing is knowing, and applying is a different thing. I know that God would protect us, and I know that God would be with us. But if you're not a parent, then you don't understand that gnawing dread that some harm might come to your children. It's a very disheartening feeling. And I'm honest enough with you to tell you that, yes, it would be a struggle for me. if God said, pick up and go to Turkey and be a missionary, take your family, go there. I could act super spiritual, super, anointed and say, oh, by drop of a hat, leave everything. Come on, girls, let's go. No, because I've been there. I know what it is. I've seen it. I've seen people during Ramadan, and I've seen people give in to their base instincts as far as violence is concerned. And only in Islam can you blend the two, high holy days and violence, but that's another story altogether. Now, in 2016, Pastor Brunson was arrested by Turkish authorities as part of a massive crackdown following the failed coup attempt, said Pence. Tens of thousands of journalists, activists, judges, army officers, teachers, and others were arrested and remain in prison to this day. And just FYI, as an aside, that is what an authoritarian looks like. That is what a despot looks like. You take your enemies, you throw them in prison, and you throw away the keys. So, for those that keep going on and on, tirelessly, shamelessly, without fail, without taking a break, without considering the sunrise or the sunset for an iota, just to take a break from the vitriol. Donald Trump hasn't thrown anyone in prison. Yet you still call him a tyrant. Yet you still call him a despot. Yet you still call him a dictator. Look, the reason people use these words is because they've never lived under a dictatorship. And so they do not know what a dictatorship is. Look, Señor Erdogan is a tyrant. The man will not give up power, but by much bloodshed. Understand this. Turkey's got this man for life. And if they want to oust him, it's going to be bloody. That's what a despot is. The fact that the credentials of a screaming woman were pulled because every reporter now wants to be a star, and so they make the story about themselves rather than about the news. Oh, look at that. They won't let her into the Rose Garden. That's tyranny, despotism. Really? What happened to freedom of the press? The press is free. Seen any of them thrown in prison? The fact that you are not welcome somewhere doesn't make you persecuted. The fact that the woman didn't know when to shut up and she became a nuisance to the president of the United States and he said, I'd rather not have her there. She can report the news until she's blue in the face. I just don't want to take questions from her. Baptism. Tyranny. No. You want to know what tyranny and despotism are? Tens of thousands of journalists, activists, judges, army officers, teachers, and others arrested. And since the year of our Lord, 2016, they remain in prison to this day. And if we return, for some reason, to the struggles of the imprisoned Turkish people in 2022 or 2025, if Señor Erdogan is still dictator-in-chief, then these tens of thousands of journalists, activists, judges, army officers, teachers, and others will still be in prison. Look, the people who throw around words like dictator and tyrant either don't know the definition of those words, or they don't know what a real tyrant or dictator looks like, or they're just disingenuous. Let's put it that way. Let's just call it disingenuousness. They're just disingenuous on their face. Because nothing that this man has done while he's been president of the United States has even come close to reaching the border of tyranny or despotism or dictatorship. Sorry to break it to you. President continued. And there is a point to all this. Because rather than rejoice in the idea that Christians and Christianity and the faith has a defender in the White House, that we can actually freely preach Christ without fear of reprimand or prison, we're lining up to throw a stone at these people, hoping to hit them in the head, hoping to give them a black eye. Actions speak louder than words. The actions of this administration were to threaten sanctions on a nation like Turkey over one man, a pastor. Now, it wasn't a lesbian activist. It wasn't a transgender person who decided to go to Turkey to, you know, teach tolerance. It's a pastor. And this pastor has been in prison for over 2 years. And finally, somebody's standing up for him. Somebody's saying, hey, we're willing to go to bat. These aren't just words. We're gonna apply sanctions if you don't release this man, because he's done nothing. All he did was preach. See, it was just the suspicion that he may have been anti-Señor Erdogan. That got him sent to prison. Just a suspicion. And I guarantee you that the tens of thousands of people who are currently in Turkish prisons, their only crime, for the most part, is that someone suspected them of being anti-Señor Erdogan. When that starts happening in America, you call me, and I'll tell you that you were right. The fact that they want to take away the top secret clearance of guys like Brennan and John and Clapper, I don't care. It's not a lifelong position. These people weren't appointees of the Supreme Court. You served a function. You're done serving a function. You're now on CNN foaming at the mouth, basically making money off of your security clearance and telling outright lies that people believe because of your security clearance. So again, not a problem with me. Take it away. If you are no longer in the service of these United States, if you no longer require, if you do not need to know top secret things, then you, my dear sir, do not deserve nor need to have top secret clearance. Does that make Donald Trump a despot, a tyrant, and a dictator? No, it does not. Because you know what? If what has been thrown at this man, if every dirty trick and attack and lie and everything else just on and on and on, if they'd done that to me and I had the power to smack them across the mouth, somebody would be losing teeth. honestly, I think he's shown a lot of self-control, given the names that these people have called him and given the lies that they've told, and just the outright vitriol that they have for him. And you know what? Let me let you in on a little secret. If he stepped down, if tomorrow morning Donald Trump woke up and he goes, this isn't worth it, I resign as president of the United States, the same hatred, vitriol, and madness would be focused on Mike Pence. Because these people only want what they want. And unless Mike Pence says, I think I should make Hillary president, then there is nothing that this administration can do that would be right in the eyes of these buffoons. So, just ignore them. Turn off CNN, turn off MSNBC, don't give them the airtime, and look around. Understand that things are markedly better than they were. That reminds me. See, we jump from one thing to another and everything comes together at the end. When we said that we were going to impose tariffs on Europe, everyone went nuts. Apoplectic. Oh my, this is the end of the economy, the end of the world. Civilization has come to a screeching halt because Donald Trump said he would impose sanctions. Not sanctions, but tariffs on Europe. And the Europeans have come to the table and they have negotiated, because that's what happens when you realize that you've had a thing that's been good for so long and now someone's threatening to take it away completely. You'll take half of a good thing than none of it. Has never been pushback on either the Chinese or on the Europeans for their tariffs against our products. We just shut up and took it. Administration after administration, decade after decade, we just shut up and took it. And along comes a guy who's a businessman. Debatable whether a great businessman, a good businessman, or not so great. But hey, if you can make $1 billion, lose it, and make it back again, I'm going to err on the side of a decent businessman. And here comes the businessman and he goes, this isn't fair. You have a tariff on our products going to Europe and going to China. You insist that we do not levy any tariffs on products coming in from Europe or China. I think things should change just a wee bit. Oh my, no, monsieur, you do not understand. It has always been this way. It cannot change. It will not change. We will not negotiate. Well, all right, then. I guess I'll have to impose some sanctions and tariffs on you. Oh, my. Let us come to the negotiating table. We are old friends. Old friends must come to understanding, yes? And that's how it works. See, we've had administration after administration that has rolled over and shown its belly. It didn't have the wherewithal, it didn't have the negative press, it didn't have the stomach to fight back. And so we took it on the chin, man. We took it from the left and from the right. Just endless globs of money to NATO, to UN, just losing American jobs to overseas companies, losing American profits to tariffs. And finally, someone came along that said, if you want fairness, let's play fair, kids. Not your kind of fair, but real fairness. And it worked. Nobody's talking about it. The Europeans came to the negotiating table. They cried uncle, and it worked. Now, my question is, Will it work with the Chinese? That is something that I don't know yet. I think we're it's a 50-50 shot. I think there is a good chance that the Chinese cry uncle before America does, because they're dependent on our economy to buy their trinkets and useless things. So we shall see. But the fact that Europe came back to the negotiating table and actually agreed to our terms, that was a big win that nobody's talking about. What are they talking about? An audio tape of Donald Trump asking for a Diet Coke. This is breaking news. So anyway, back to this article, because, again, they're defending a pastor who went to be a missionary in Turkey, and they're willing to go to bat to the point of sanctions against Turkey if he is not released. I know, that's horrible. What a horrible thing. I know somebody will find a reason to poo-poo this. Why would you stop a man from martyrdom? Or some insane, ludicrous thing that they're going to say. They can't just admit that it's a good thing. Your country, the United States of America, is demanding that a Christian pastor missionary to Turkey be released from prison. That's a good thing. Kind of feels that your nation's got your back. It's an odd feeling, isn't it? It's a new one. You're like, hey, this is kind of nice. It's not nice. It horrible. Yep. Trust me, I've heard all the arguments. Take the win. All right, just take the win. So, Pastor Brunson was imprisoned without being charged for more than a year. The Turkish government finally indicted him. They accused him of allegedly dividing and separating Turkey by simply spreading his Christian faith. So they accused him of being divisive because he had a differing point of view. Tell me, minus the prison, how that's different, or how what Twitter and Facebook are doing is different than what the Turkish government alleged that this Christian pastor was. Because that is essentially why they are shadow banning people and why they're taking down YouTube clips, is because these lone wolves, these voices from the desert, are dividing and separating the unity of the American people. They did it to such an extent that they could not see the magnificence and wisdom and overall genius of Hillary. We can't have that a second time. We can't have people thinking for themselves and making up their own minds. That's ludicrous. Who was it? Some just mindless broad on MSNBC. It's our job to tell people what to think. That was like the only thing she ad-libbed in her entire career, because everything else was read from a teleprompter. Once she decides to ad-lib, and this is what comes out of her surgically enhanced mouth, her Botoxed lips. It's our job to tell the American people what to think. No, you goofy. It's not. Not your job to tell anybody what to think. It's your job to report news. This is what happened. Draw your own conclusion as to whether it was good or not. But see, nobody wants to talk about that. Oh, They wouldn't let a reporter into the Rose Garden because just a few minutes earlier she started yelling at the president. Dictator and tyrant. This is what tyranny is. Go to Turkey. You'll know what tyranny is. A year in a Turkish prison without being charged of anything. You are being held. For what? We haven't decided yet. But I'm in prison. Yes, you are. Why am I in prison? Don't know yet. But we're going to find out anytime soon. It's been a year. Yeah, sure. Okay. So let's say dividing and separating the Turkish people. How did I do that? By spreading your Christian faith. I see. Okay. Well, Again, see, we throw around words like hand grenades. And we're disinterested as to whether our words do harm or where our words land. And we use such explosive words that there's no step up from this. Where else are we going to go? After calling somebody Hitler, dictator, tyrant, what more can you say about an individual than what you've already said? And by all accounts, it seems the American people have caught on. Even though Twitter and Facebook and YouTube have gone and done their best for you to stay dumb, for you to believe, who is it, that guy that looks perpetually surprised. Like he just had his first thought for the first time ever. And it's an amazing thing. Chris Cuomo. Have you seen that man? Every time you see him, it looks like he's had his first thought. That's who's telling you what to think. And these rats in the background, behind the scenes, are doing their best to make sure that Chris Cuomo is the only voice you hear. And has he talked about the success that this administration just had with negotiating a deal with Europe? No! Non-stop, we've got a tape of Donald Trump asking for a Diet Coke. But see, the way he asked for it, that shows you that he has tyrannical and dictatorial tendencies. Yep, this is how far off the bend they've gone. But you know what? I'm still hopeful. Because at last look, the big kid in the room that was trying to massage what you saw and what you heard just took a shellacking. Facebook lost 20% of its market value. Its shares basically tumbled 20%. Mark Zuckerberg lost $15 billion in 5 minutes. Think on that for a while. Hey, I'm rich. 5 minutes later, I'm $15 billion poorer. Now, sure, Mark Zuckerberg's never going to starve. But you know what? smart investors and people who are realizing that your platform has become propaganda are jumping ship. So I do believe that there is more tumbling to be had by Facebook and by Twitter and by any other company that takes it upon themselves to tell you what you're supposed to think. Because it's not just an American thing. It's an innately human thing. They're trying to battle human nature when they try to tell you what you're supposed to think about a certain topic. And they've been trying to do this for so long. They've been trying to get people just apoplectic over things that they're rolling their eyes about. Can you believe this? He asked for a Diet Coke. Okay. So what's that got to do with anything? Impeach him. Impeach him now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Impeach him now. Excuse me? He asked for a Diet Coke. Define high crimes and misdemeanors. Chris perpetually surprised Cuomo. These people are functionally retarded. And they expect you to take their word as gospel. And they're willing to do anything. You've got openly homosexual Anderson Cooper quoting scripture to people, trying to make them feel guilty. Come on. I mean, it's just so farcical. Sometimes you just got to laugh a little. But these people are deadly serious. Some of them actually do believe that Donald Trump is a dictator and a tyrant. Again, if you want to see what a true tyrant and what a true dictator is, may I introduce you to Señor Erdogan of Turkey. That is a tyrant. And I guarantee you that Pastor Brunson was not the only individual that spent more than a year without being charged. See you that 95% of those tens of thousands of people that were arrested in 2016 are still rotting in prison, not knowing what they're in prison for. What are the charges? We don't know yet. I can't do a Turkish accent, so I sound Spanish, but that's beside the point. So now, finally, they have accused him of allegedly dividing and separating Turkey. Why? Because he was doing what missionaries do. He was talking about Jesus to people who are blinded by the shackles of Islam. It could be so much worse here. And so few people are thankful for the ray of hope. Just a small glimmer. It's not blinding sun. It's just a ray. But I'll take it. Vice President Pence continues and he says, Pastor Andrew Brunson is an innocent man. There is no credible evidence against him. Our entire administration has worked tirelessly to secure Pastor Brunson's release. Now, yesterday, Turkey released Pastor Brunson from prison only to place him under house arrest. Because if you could walk outside, I guarantee you he'd start dividing and separating Turkey all over again. dangerous than missionaries. So, yes, he was placed under house arrest. This is a welcome first step, the vice president said, but it is not good enough. Now, Pence spoke with Pastor Brunson and Brunson's wife, Maureen, after his release from prison and into house arrest on Wednesday. I know that his faith will sustain him, but it shouldn't have to. Pastor Andrew Brunson deserves to be free, said Pence. Brunson's daughter, Jacqueline, was in the ministerial event audience for Pence's speech. The vice president promised her that he and President Trump would continue to fight to secure her father's full release until he is restored to their family and returns to the United States of America. Well, I guess their true colors are shining through. Fake Christian, Pence. Look at him. Just, you know, putting up a facade. They won. They don't have to put up anything anymore. Look, let's just, all right, cards on the table. Let's be honest here. The economy is doing well enough where no matter how much these people throw themselves on the floor and scream and pull out their hair and set themselves on fire, no matter how much they try to dissuade individuals from voting for this current administration to take another 4 years at bat, because the economy is doing so well, I do believe that they will win more states than they did during the first election. You have to realize that the other side hasn't even picked their contender yet. And I guarantee you there's going to be 37 people that are going to throw their hat in the ring. Everything from hardcore socialist to socialist light to out and out communist. So it's going to be a ridiculous carnival show. All the while, the economy is a-chugging along. This thing with Europe, the agreement that they came to, big step. And I think if China falls in line and they blink, the economy is going to be insane. And people will begin to realize, they'll begin to put two and two together and come up with four, even without the aid of Common Core math. They'll realize that the thing keeping the economy from growing, from expanding, were the regulations that were so burdensome, people were throwing their hands up in the air and quitting the business world altogether. And I don't care who you are, between the Indian maiden herself saying that she wants 50% income tax across the board, to the tax cuts that are currently showing up in people's paychecks, even if you tend to lean Democrat, you're going to go, I like having a few extra bucks to take my kid out for an ice cream. What, she said 50%? Yep, 50%. Well, there you go. Made my choice easy. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, that's Elizabeth Warren. She's a front runner for the 2020. So, things could be a lot worse. Yet they are not. So I would encourage you to be thankful. And remember Pastor Brunson and his family in your prayers. Because I lived through stuff like this, through seeing my grandfather come home beaten and bruised. I lived through police kicking down our door at 4 a.m. for a random search of the property to make sure that we didn't have any propaganda. And by propaganda, they meant Bibles. I understand what tyranny is. I understand what a dictator is. I know what a tyrant looks like. Señor Erdogan is a tyrant. He will not give up power, no matter how many people insist that he should. And if they're going to dethrone him, it'll be bloody. So when you start talking to me about Donald Trump being a tyrant and a dictator, when I finally stop laughing, I'll point you to a few people who really were tyrants and dictators. And still are to this day. The president of Iran comes to mind. Señor Erdogan comes to mind. A little back in history, Ceausescu, which was the de facto dictator of the country I come from. Then, of course, you know, there's Mao and there was Stalin and all the other men that are currently inhabiting hell. But you read what these people did to their own people. You read the lengths to which they went to hang on to power. And you juxtapose their actions and you juxtapose their deeds to what is happening and what Donald Trump is doing, scratching your head and going, there's no there. I'm sorry. There's no there. But people will continue to use hyperbolic words. They will continue to insist upon things that there's no evidence of. If there's no evidence of something, then it's either hysteria or supposition. So keep on keeping on. I know it's hard. And they're going to try to make it harder still, because they will continue to try to propagandize to the utmost. See, they realize why they lost in 2016, and they don't want to make the same mistake again. The problem is that pony done ran out of the barn. And it's hard to get people to put blinders back on once the blinders have come off. Now, Vice President Pence concluded his discussion of Pastor Brunson by saying this: "To believers across America, I say, pray for Pastor Brunson. While he is out of jail, he is still not free." Pence then voiced a message that he said came directly from President Donald Trump to President Erdogan of the Turkish government. "I have a message on behalf of the United States of America. Release Pastor Andrew Brunson now, or be prepared to face the consequences. If Turkey does not take immediate action to free this innocent man of faith and send him home to America, the United States will impose significant sanctions on Turkey until Pastor Andrew Brunson is free." So, the U.S. government is going to bat for a missionary that was being held in Turkey without ever being charged, or at least not for a year. And still some Christians find reason to either poo-poo it or find outright fault in it. Look, we've been losing for so long that we've forgotten how to take a win. If we don't learn how to enjoy the good things, if we don't learn how to enjoy the sunny days, if we don't learn how to appreciate the freedoms that we currently possess, how will we react when they're taken away? And I know they will be. Sooner or later, personally, I prefer later. Because I've got two daughters to raise, and I have to teach them right. So that when the time comes, they too will stand strong. Again, I don't believe it's the right mindset to desire persecution. The sooner the better. No. Lord, if it's your will, let it pass. Tarry for a season yet. If it's not your will, then give me the strength to endure. But I'm not going to be like the Vikings of old and start praying for a good death. Rather, I pray for a good life. Not in the sense of material abundance, but a life lived in such a way wherein when I stand before my Lord and King, He will say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." See, so many people are so fixated on a good death. Time to contemplate whether or not they're living a good life. I would rather work while it's still day, so that when the night comes, I will have no regrets. So that when the night comes, I will not wonder what could have been. So that when the night comes, I will know that I had done everything that I could in order to further the kingdom of God. Thank you all for joining us. Lord willing, we will be live again. I think the Skype issue has been resolved. So we'll see you next week. Until then, may God bless you. May God keep you. And Gino, it's all yours.
Thank you, Michael. This was the Light of Truth broadcast. We will have it up on YouTube tomorrow. Also, something to really pray about, there will be a nationwide solemn assembly that will be taking place in Nashville, Tennessee, Thursday night, August 30th. It's something that our church did about 3 years ago, and it's a time of prayer and worship. We did one in Wisconsin, Michigan, Tennessee, a couple other states, and a couple places overseas. And the people in Tennessee have become very serious about calling on the Lord in prayer. And so they're having a solemn assembly at Bridgestone Arena, downtown Nashville. They're expecting over 12,000 people. It's free to the public. I'll get you more information as we go. But friends of mine are putting it together, Bob Perry and several people that have been supporters of Hand of Help Ministry, and Michael W. Smith and others. So with that, keep that in prayer. Either way, have a great night. Thank you for listening to the broadcast. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast, The Light of Truth with Michael Baldea. If you would like to order a copy of today's broadcast, please visit our website at handofhelp.com. If you have questions about our ministry, you can email us at handofhelpoffice@aol.com or simply call us at 920-206-9910. God bless you.